Well, I did an interview, but it won't be aired until 7 o'clock tonight. That might be what they told you, but the governor sure as hell saw it. So I'm fired. Just like that. No, no. But I have to give you a sabbatical, get you out of the public eye. Out of the line of fire. No longer head of the committee. No. In fact, off the committee altogether. You have other things to pursue. Go do them until mid-January. Full pay. You don't have any classes this semester? No, because... So do some research. Preferably somewhere far away. Turn your phone off and disappear. Is that an order, Mal? You know it's not. Just advice. Good advice. His voice was tight. For all of us, Rory. You should have heard the governor. Our budget's in committee. He's liable to do anything. Okay, I'm out. We'll make a fuss over it. Can I choose my own successor? Sure, of course. Thanks, Rory. I know you could fight it. Anne Wynne, academic freedom. She took a deep breath. Pepe Parker would be the logical successor. I'll see whether he wants the job. I owe you for this, Rory. I haven't seen the interview myself. The governor's probably right. I was not respectful of the late president. But then she was a lunatic. Rory, I'm off camera, are you? Sure. I'm coming to think that Pauling was a brave man. He didn't see any other option, so he gave his life to save the world. You were there, Mal. Am I wrong? There was a short silence. No. I don't think you're wrong. But don't ask me to back you up, not until after the governor signs the budget. Understandable. I'll call Pepe. She pushed the off button without saying goodbye and stood there looking at the phone. The other three were looking at her. You got the axe? Marya said. Yeah, until the aliens go home or the world ends or whatever. She punched two keys.